alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin. Lost without hope, with no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested and my life began, ash was redeemed, only beauty remained. My orphan heart was given a name. My mourning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested and my life began, oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend. That's when death was arrested and my life began. Washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. So endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new. Our Savior displayed on a criminal's cross. Darkness rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with the freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested and my life began.
Thank you, Casey. Always uplifting when you share your voice with us. Good morning. This morning's scripture is from Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. It's a letter from John to the seven churches in Asia where he tells them of a new heaven and a new earth. Then I saw heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." May God bless the reading of his holy word.
Brandon Coker is the drummer for a Christian praise band in Alpharetta, Georgia, called North Point Inside Out. A few years ago, Brandon was visiting his uncle in the small town of St. Mary's, Georgia. And for some reason, Brandon decided to take a walk, and he found himself strolling through a graveyard. It was the Oak Grove Cemetery, laid out in 1788. Brandon was walking through the cemetery, looking at the headstones, when he came across the marker for a guy named Samuel Burr. Brandon read the inscription on the headstone, then he read it again, then he read it again. The inscription said, "Here lies what was mortal of Samuel Burr, age 42. In search of health, far from his endeared home, death arrested his progress on 2nd of April, 1831. Quietly, he fell asleep in the Christian hope of immortality and glory forever. Oh, the vanity of man in his best estate. Traveler, pause and drop a tear on a grave of one so highly worthy and so deeply lamented, and learn wisdom for eternity." Well, Brandon had no idea who Samuel Burr was or the circumstances of his death at age 42. Brandon's first thought was he hoped that the descendant of whoever wrote that epitaph would still be around when he bites the dust. How many tombstones do you see with wording like that? Well, Brandon started thinking about what happened to Samuel Burr. Death arrested his progress. And that's what death does. Eventually, death will arrest the progress of all of us. But then Brandon thought, but the King of Glory arrested death. Samuel Burr died in 1831. But now, 186 years later, Samuel Burr is alive and well and restored for eternity in the presence of Jesus. Well, Brandon went back to Alpharetta and told his bandmates that he had an idea for a song. Brandon didn't have the tune, he didn't even have the words, but he had the title, "Death Was Arrested." One of his bandmates said, "That's the weirdest name for a song I've ever heard." Then Brandon told them about walking through the graveyard and seeing the tombstone and reading the inscription. The other members of the band started suggesting lyrics, and gradually the verses and chorus came together, and then the melody. They recorded the song, and others heard the song and recorded it themselves. And I heard the song on the new album by Laura Story, Open Hands. I passed the song along to Casey. She listened to it, she learned it, she sang it for us this morning. Thank you, Casey. It's a powerful message. Death was arrested. When Jesus was raised from the grave, death was arrested. My friend, Gary Javens, died suddenly and unexpectedly 12 days ago. His funeral was held last Wednesday at the Clifton Park Baptist Church in Silver Spring, where Gary served as pastor for 31 years. Gary retired from Clifton Park at the end of 2005. He then was interim pastor at a church in Oxon Hill, Forest Heights Baptist Church, and he was a distinguished church leader in this area for over 40 years. But more importantly for me, Gary was my friend. We played golf together almost every Thursday for the last 15 years. Gary and I were riding together in the golf cart a couple of weeks ago at the Redgate Golf Course in Rockville, and Gary was doing fine. He didn't finish the round that day because he had to leave early to go downtown to the Nats game. The Washington Nationals were playing the Orioles that night, and he wanted to be there. And so when I heard that Gary had died 5 days later, it was a terrible shock. And ironically, Gary died on a golf course, not the one we played on, another one. He suffered a heart attack while playing in a league with his son-in-law in Northern Virginia. None of us had any idea that Gary's life would end so soon. And quite a few people in our church knew him. Leslie and Pete Perico, Mark and Michelle Miles, Ed Dellinger, Joel Smith, Joe Williams, Maurice Wheaton, Linda Salmon, we all knew him. Pete and Gary were fishing buddies. Mark and I went with Gary and Jerry Allen to Jerry's cabin in West Virginia for an overnight golf trip. Ed and Joe and Pete and I had Gary on our golf team for different outings, charity golf tournaments. Joel and Gary shared roots from Western Pennsylvania. They were both big Steelers fans. Maury and Gary knew a lot of the same songs from the big band era and would sing them together on the golf course. Gary and his wife Grace had dinner with the Pericos and the Miles and the Salmons a few years ago, and after dinner, the Javens showed us their pictures from South Africa, and that inspired our trip to South Africa to the Baptist World Congress in 2015. Everybody who knew Gary will miss him. When death arrests the progress of somebody we know and love, we grieve. Yet, as our scripture from the book of Revelation reminds us, death was arrested by Jesus. Death is not the end for those who believe. And when Jesus comes again, death will be no more. Now, the passage we read from Revelation 21 is John's depiction of the end of time as we know it. The idea of a new Jerusalem coming down from heaven is John's attempt to describe what it will be like when this present world comes to an end. The new Jerusalem will be the fulfillment of all the hopes and dreams for peaceful community and eternal security. God will be with us. Everything will be right with the world. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying will be no more. Pain and suffering will be no more. All that keeps life from being joyful will be no more. No more tears, no more crying, no more sorrow, for God will be with his people. John is talking not just about the hope of heaven, but the hope of heaven on earth. At the end of time, all creation will be made new. But in the meantime, in the present world, life goes on. And eventually, death will interrupt life. That's what happened last week with my friend Gary Javens died. Death interrupted his life. Death interrupted our friendship. And I'm still having a hard time realizing he's gone. Yet, death is not the end of the story. We who believe in Jesus have a glorious hope of eternal life. This life is not all there is. This world is not all there is. We have the hope of heaven. when Jesus was raised from the grave, death was arrested. And baptism is a powerful symbol of that. Baptism is a symbol of our Christian hope. It represents dying to the old life and being raised to new life. It represents death and resurrection. It represents what Jesus has done for us. I've shared with you about the death of Gary Javens. Let me share with you about his life. Gary was born in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania in 1940. He met the love of his life, Grace, in high school. They were high school sweethearts. They were married in 1959, which means they were still teenagers when they got married. Gary went to work in a steel mill. And out of their union were born two daughters, Melanie and Cheryl. About 8 years after they were married, Gary was active in a local Baptist church, and the church was having a revival. And the pastor of the church asked Gary to go with the visiting evangelist to visit a prospect. Well, Gary was there when the visiting evangelist led this young man to faith in Jesus. And Gary thought to himself, wow, I could do that. And it was the beginning of his call into the ministry at age 27. And so in 1968, Gary and Grace and their two girls moved to West Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, where he became the pastor of the Ballingamingo Baptist Church. And in addition to serving as the pastor, he was going to school full time. He had enrolled at the Eastern Baptist College in Philadelphia, and he later enrolled at the Eastern Baptist Theological Seminary. And after he graduated from seminary in 1974, he was called to Silver Spring to become the pastor of the Clifton Park Baptist Church. As I said, he served there for 31 years, and then he served another 2 years as interim pastor at Forest Heights, and then he became a substitute preacher, and he preached in our church several times. When Gary accepted the call to the ministry at age 27, he died to the old life as a steel worker, and he was raised to new life as a pastor. And even after he retired, he continued to serve Christ. I've got one more story about Gary. One Thursday, some years ago, we were on the Diamond Ridge Golf Course in Baltimore. And we came to a par three, and there was a group on the tee box and another group that was just approaching the green. It meant there'd be a bit of a wait. So Gary got out of our golf cart. He went to the group ahead of us. He started talking to some guy that was in the group ahead of us. And before I know it, Gary and this guy are sitting together in the golf cart talking. Extended conversation. Well, finally, the green cleared. It was time for the group ahead of us to tee off, and Gary came back to our cart. And I said to Gary, what were you talking with that guy about? And Gary said, Jesus. In a five-minute conversation, sitting in a golf cart, Gary had started witnessing about his faith in Jesus to a guy on the golf course he just met. That's what it was about for Gary. It was all about Jesus. Well, now his life and his service on earth have ended. But Gary Javens has entered a new and glorious eternal life with Jesus. May his example inspire us to live every day for Jesus in the sure and glorious hope of eternal life. Our Savior displayed on a criminal's cross, darkness rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand, and death was arrested, and our life began. Our Father, we thank you for victory over death. We thank you that even though we will all die, for those who believe in Jesus, we will be made alive and live forever with him. Help us with the hope of heaven in our hearts to live every day for him right now in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection from the dead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is a glorious hope that we share as Christians, that those who die in the Lord will live in the Lord and live forever in His presence. If you have never publicly professed your faith in Jesus, follow Him as a believer in baptism, and accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to make that decision today. You can be baptized as these were this morning at a future date. Or maybe you've been a Christian for some time, but you're not a part of a church in this area. You'd want to unite with our church. We'd welcome that decision as well. We'd invite you to come to the front as we stand together and sing our closing hymn, number 627, Victory in Jesus.